Robert C. Lee.
What is this?
Amen. Once again, it's a great pleasure to be found back amongst the living. Amen. Like the people of old would say, each day that I wake up is a great day because the Lord has blessed and spared us once more and again to behold another day. Yeah? For there's a song that says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Mm-hmm. Then it goes on to say, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter into his courts with praise. So with that being said, let us all just take the time out just to say, thank you, Jesus, for blessing us to see another day. Thank you, Jesus, for watching over us while we slept last night. Thank you, Jesus, for all that we have and all that you are going to do for us. We thank you in advance. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, coming to you live from KAYT 88.1, the studios in Alexandria, Louisiana. It is yours truly, Robert C. Lee, pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Amen, located at 1623 McEnery, that's McEnery Avenue here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Praise God, praise God, praise God. That because New Pilgrim is the place where the word of God will continuously go forth and be rightly divided. Amen. And the spirit of God will freely move and the love of God will be unconditionally shown to everyone who enters our presence. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Something about today that got me feeling a little good, you know, just like that song say, what is this that got me feeling the way that I'm feeling right now? Amen. If you don't know what it is, I invite you to stay tuned for just a little while longer and keep on listening every Saturday afternoon at 10 a.m. And sooner or later, you will come to realize that Jesus is the reason. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Now, I would like to invite everyone to come and fellowship with us on Sunday, which is the 15th at 2:30 p.m. as we celebrate our Usher's Annual. Amen. Because it's good to celebrate people who serve the Lord. That is Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. We will be having our Usher's Annual, and the Reverend Thomas D. Sands will be the speaker of the hour. First New Light Baptist Missionary Baptist Church will be the guest church. So come out and celebrate with us as we have a hallelujah time in lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Now today, my brothers and sisters, I just want to ask you a question. And the question that I want to ask you is, what is important to you? Let me say that again. What is important to you? Let me rephrase it a little bit for you. What do we, or who do we value the most? Let me say that one more time. What do we, or who do we value the most? And you see, and all of that boils down to what is important to you. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, often as we go through life, we have to make decisions. In fact, it is a fact of life that because we just make decisions after decisions after decisions. You know, one thing that I always say to the congregation at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you should be doing is make a daily reprieve. And that day of the reprieve is you're going to decide whether you want to live inside of God's will or self-will. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, we constantly make decisions. And when we make decisions, we're basically making them on what we deem that is important to us at that particular moment in time. Notice how I said at that particular moment in time, because the variations of the level of importance has a tendency to vary based upon what we have to experience in that day or what we're going through at that moment. Amen. As we make decisions on how we are feeling at a particular time or how we feel about something or someone can be a major factor in our decision-making process. And a lot of times that overrules the importance or the value of the situation. So again, I ask you, what is important to you? Or should I say, who is important to you? And who do you value the most? Amen. You see, remember a while back, they used to have this old cliche that said WWJD. And it simply meant that what would Jesus do? You see, my brothers and sisters, I just want to let you know that if Jesus is important to you and living a lifestyle that is pleasing in his eyesight is important to you, then you're going to always try to do things the way Jesus wants you to do it. Because if Jesus is the head of your life, that means your decision process making should be the same type of decision process making that Jesus had, because you're doing the best that you can to take upon a mind like Christ. Come on now, help me. You see, in the book of Psalms, the psalmist gives expressions why David was a man after his own heart. I'm talking about God's heart. Even though God elevated David and used him in a mighty way so that he was a blessing to the people, he still wasn't perfect. For remember, Romans 3:23 says, "For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Yes, we're all going to make some mistakes along the way. But then that comes that decision process again. Are we going to be like a dog and continue to wallow in our mess? Or are we going to pick ourselves, dust ourselves off, and realize that we made a mistake and go to the Father which is in heaven, who is just enough to forgive us of the mistakes that we made? So it all boils down again to what is important to you. Do you want to keep on doing what you always did and continue to get what you always got? Or do you want to step out on faith and say, "Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm chartering uncharted territory. Lead me, guide me, and show me the way." In other words, order my steps. You see, my brothers and sisters, we need to infuse. Let me say that again. We need to. See, I say we because I'm included. We need to infuse the right values in our lives, because values control our behavior. That is why it is so important for us to deny ourselves, because what we deem that is important, what we value the most, is the way that, or the direction that we choose to go. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, it weighs in on our decision making process. So that's why I have to always ask myself what is more important to me. Is it important for me to do things the way that I want to do it? Is it important for me to live the way I want to live? Or do I choose to follow another path? You see, I come to realize that when I follow another path, God has something in store for me. He's making a way. He's opening doors and He's providing for me, like the people of the old would say, He's a bridge over troubled waters. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we must deny ourselves. And when we deny ourselves, all we are simply doing is relinquishing our pride. Because pride is the number one offender to come against God's will and purpose for us. That's why we need a clean heart created in us. That's why we need a right spirit placed in us. That is why we need the Word of God. For I heard a long time ago that it said the Word of God is the roadmap to life. And I come to realize that the Word of God will lead me in the direction that God wants me to lead, go. And as I go the direction that God wants me to go, blessing upon blessing upon blessing will come my way. So that's why I ask you today, what is important to you? Which path are you gonna follow? For they tell me that path of the road of destruction is wide and it's easy to go down, but that path of righteousness is narrow. For I heard it say, yea, though we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we have no reason to fear no evil. Because if I made up in my mind to be about God's business and follow the path that His Word is leading me down, I have no reason to fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff will comfort me all the days of my life. And He will lead me beside the still water. Mm-hmm. He'll lead me into the path, oh, in those green pastures. Do you want to go there, my brothers and sisters? Do you want to go there? So I come today just to ask you, what do you value the most? Or who do you value the most? I just encourage each and every one of you to make a conscious decision to deny yourself and pick up your cross daily and follow Jesus and be about His business. I want to encourage you to study His Word. Learn of His Word for yourself so that you will know when you are in error and you will know when you're going down the right road. Because one of these days, no man knows the day nor the hour. He's coming back, and He's coming back to claim His kingdom. Give God some praise today.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Thank you. Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
I love you. so happy yesterday.
So happy
when I see his precious face.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Yes. I want to say hello to all of you. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. For truly, this is the day that the Lord